Today's reading is taken from John chapter 20, verse 19 onwards. If you're following in your own Bibles, please note I'm reading from the New International Version and Louis is reading from the Good News Bible Youth Edition.
It was late that Sunday evening and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, then they are not forgiven."
Now, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Thanks be to God.
Hello, my name's Rob, and I hope you're all keeping well and staying safe. Today's Bible reading is split into three sections. The first two detail Jesus' first two appearances to the disciples after his resurrection. And the third looks at the purpose of John's Gospel as a whole. Now, there's a few threads to unpack here. So if you have your Bible, it might be useful to have it open on John 20. We'll start with the first appearance of Jesus. Verse 19 starts a situation that's very similar to ours at the moment. The disciples had the doors locked for fear. While the disciples were locked in because of fear of the Jewish leaders and not a virus like COVID-19, it's very easy for us to use our experience to feel how they will have felt. We know what it's like to remain in our homes for the majority of the day, but to only leave for essential reasons. We know it's hard. We know it's scary. We experience the uncertainty. We're living with it. We don't know when we'll be able to go back to normal, or indeed what that normal will be. And that is exactly how the disciples must have been feeling. And suddenly, in the midst of all this, Jesus appears. What's remarkable about this passage is that it doesn't tell us anything about how he appeared. There's no bright light, there's no loud noise, there's no voice from the sky. None of that's important. All that we need to know is that Jesus is there. The Bible simply says he came to them. He was with them. He stood among them. And he says four incredibly powerful words. "Peace be with you." That's the very first thing he says to the disciples. "Peace be with you." And the response of the disciples is wonderful. Their fear turns into joy. Verse 20 tells us that the disciples were overjoyed at his presence. And as we read these words, "Peace be with you," said to the disciples thousands of years ago, right now, those words are for us. The presence of Jesus can and will bring us peace. And so Jesus continues by once more offering peace to the disciples. And then he sends them out. He breathes the Holy Spirit on them and says that if they forgive anyone's sins, then they are forgiven. And this links back to Jesus comforting the disciples in John 14:23, where he says that anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Here Jesus is showing that loving him means following what he's taught. And one of those things that he's taught is forgiveness. Therefore, we should act in this manner. We don't just speak about forgiveness, we speak forgiveness itself. Remaining with John 14, later on in verse 26 to 27, Jesus promises the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to help guide the disciples. And that's what he provides in today's reading. And he further says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." While the world provides us with difficulties, Jesus provides us with peace. And as we walk forward with this peace, we should not be afraid. And so, as we move into Jesus' second appearance, we see Thomas, a disciple who, unfortunately, isn't mentioned that much in the Bible, except for here in a few of the passages. And he says this, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my fingers where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And so this is why we call him Doubting Thomas, because of the clear doubt that he's showing in that phrase. Let's think about Thomas. He's very recently lost Jesus, his Lord, his leader, his friend. He must feel he has a purpose, but is unsure what that is. His life has very quickly and very suddenly been turned upside down, and he most probably fears for his life. And then suddenly all of his other friends have come to him to say, "We have seen the Lord." And that must really boggle with his mind, and his response is certainly understandable. It'd be very easy to doubt in this moment, when everything you experience goes against everything you believe. And yet, 1 week later, when Jesus appears again, the first thing Jesus does is say those four words again, "Peace be with you." And he knows Thomas has doubted, and so he turns to him and says, "All of these things that you've said that you need to do in order to believe, you can do it. You can put your hand to my side. You can put your fingers through the holes in my hands." And then he says, "Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas has stood here, and he's full of fear and doubt, and he's unsure of his place in the world. And instantly he responds, "My Lord and my God," because he knows exactly what he believes. Thomas doesn't even need to do any of the things that he earlier said he had to do before he believes. The very presence of Jesus is enough. Jesus says, "Because you have seen me, you believed." And Jesus builds on this. He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and believe." This links back to Jesus' anointing of the disciples at the end of his first reappearance, when he shares the Holy Spirit with them and sends them out as he was sent. Jesus knows that many of his followers will not be able to experience him as the disciples did. To help the disciples share this blessing, he provides them with the Holy Spirit to help them, and indeed help us live as he did. Now, the final part of the reading is an explanation of the purpose of the book that John has written. This again links back to Jesus' first reappearance, as this book fulfills what Jesus sent the disciples out to do in the first place. John says, "This book was written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and in believing, you may find life in his name." The very purpose of John writing this book, of Jesus speaking these teachings, is to help people find life. He He has called the disciples to share his message. This book is that message shared. And it's shared for our benefit, to believe. Now, there may be many of you watching who have been a doubting Thomas recently. I know I have. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of misunderstanding, and a lot of fear. It's hard to know what we're to do as citizens, as individuals, as Christians. And it's very easy to say the right words without actually living them out. Often the words we hear may ring hollow against the situation that we're presently in. And it's very easy to lose sight of hope. But what we know to be true is that this book is a book of hope. That's my Bible. And at the end of Matthew, Jesus says, I am with you always. I am with you always. How wonderful is that? While our worlds are turned upside down, we know that Jesus and his love for us is unchanging. Indeed, in our passage today, Jesus says, stop doubting and believe. Because it can be easy for us to doubt. It can be hard for us to believe. But our belief provides us with life. And that life will burn in us and guide us in these uncertain times. Something you may not know about Thomas is that he's actually the patron saint of India. And that's because his evangelism, after being sent out by Jesus, his evangelism took him all the way to India. In fact, he actually travelled the farthest of all the apostles to share the good news. And we call him doubting. We can use Thomas as an inspiration as we move forward in our lives and in our lockdown. Let us know that Jesus is with us and that he is our rock and that he will bring us peace. Throughout this reading, Jesus says, peace be with you, 3 times. It's the first thing he says before anything else when he comes to the disciples. In a few moments, Phil will invite us to share the peace with one another. Right now, I feel like we should focus on the last of those 4 words, you. It's appeared in many of the verses that we've looked at today. You may believe, and in believing you may find life in his name. I am with you always. Peace I will leave with you. My peace I give you. Peace be with you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to let my camera run for a minute. I'm going to turn my screen to a peace lily. And I'm going to invite you all to have just a few moments to reflect and receive that peace in prayer. Let us know Jesus' presence and know his peace.